last night I got a call from a student of mine from the Yeshivat Hezder of Kiryat Gat, who is currently serving in the army. He hasn't been in the yeshiva in a while. Obviously, he finds himself the majority of the time on the army base in which he's stationed. He called me up to my house late at night, and he sounded quite depressed. I said to him, Yechiel, what exactly is the problem? Makara Habibi, why do you seem so depressed? And he said to me, well, I'll tell you. He said, in another week, it's Rosh Hashanah. Normally, in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, I was surrounded by the atmosphere of the yeshiva. I had the opportunity to learn Torah, to immerse myself in tefillah v'tachanunim, and to be involved and totally throw myself into limud Torah. In other words, the atmosphere of the yeshiva is conducive and lends itself to preparing me, says this student, in preparation for Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin. Said Yechiel, now I find myself very depressed because I'm lacking that atmosphere. I'm on an army base with a group of soldiers who are not necessarily religious, who are not necessarily aware of the importance of the Yom HaDin, the day which dawns itself and which appears in front of us in a state of awe, the aura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is not necessarily looming upon their heads. It's not necessarily something which is troubling them. And therefore he said that he is very depressed. He doesn't know how to deal with the situation, and he feels that he has not prepared properly in service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael to be judged on Yom HaDin and Rosh Hashanah. He threw me for a loop, and of course when a student expresses such depressed feelings and such sentiment, I attempted to grasp for words in an attempt to somehow uplift his spirit and to reconstruct this broken individual on the other end of the line on the telephone. And what I did was I explained to him that the concept of tshuva, of repentance, is really or goes hand in hand with the concept of reconstruction. Tshuva is the metamorphosis of a person by which they may have been broken or by which they may have found themselves in a certain particularly difficult state. And nonetheless, they undergo this constructive process by which they rebuild themselves into a greater human being, into someone who is more subservient, with a fervor and a fever for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shlomo Aviner, however, interestingly enough, points out that the concept of tshuva, of repentance, doesn't necessarily mean that it is a person or that we ourselves are moving mera letov, from being evil, decadent people to being positive and good influences. No. Rather, says Rav Aviner, the process of tshuva emphasizes the concept of going mitov liyoter tov, from being good to being better. And therefore, it itself is a positive, constructive process. This being the case, I explained to my Talmud Yechiel that there are different ways of exhibiting this particular mission. Some way, in the classic way, to go from being good to being better, is being involved directly in the fashion of tshuva. Limud Torah, learning Torah, tefillah, being immersed in prayer, and perhaps, of course, classically, surrounding ourselves by the four L's in the walls of a Beit Midrash, the Ohel Shel Torah. But on the other hand, this certainly does not connotate that we should belittle a chayal, a soldier, certainly a soldier who is serving in Tzva HaHaganah Yisrael, the army which services and ensures the protection of a country, of the Jewish homeland, of Eretz Yisrael, which ensures the protection of the people of Am Yisrael, nay, even the perpetuation of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah Yisrael. And therefore I explained to Yechiel that the concept, the idea, the mission that he is involved is in itself a mission of tshuva, of building and constructing a people and a land from being good to being better, to being more wholesome, if not for the very sake of protection in order to ensure a future. Yechiel responded to me and he said, but Kvod HaRavi said, I'm only a mashgiach kashrut, I only prepare the food, rice, hummus, what's the big deal? So I make sure that the kashrut's intact, but I'm not really out there on the battlefield. And I explained to him, my dear friend, I said, Chazal always understood that every tafkid, every job in Am Yisrael is a sharsheret, a chain, in which all of us are linked as one. One need not look further than last week's parsha when the Leviim tried to claim the Torah, the chelik of Torah, and Am Yisrael, as Rashi explains, complained to Moshe Rabbeinu. Who says that Levi deserves exclusive rights to the Torah? All of us have a portion. Yes, all of us have a portion, because all of us play an intrinsic value with regards to the preservation of the Torah, its ethics and principles. I explained to Yechiel that if he was not the Mashgiach Kashrut, how many soldiers out there would be in danger of eating improper food? How responsible is he for ensuring that the food that sees their mouths is kosher, is properly done and prepared, so that they receive the energy and the sustenance in order to serve Am Yisrael? Hey, Chazal themselves say in the Mishnah, Im ein kemach ein Torah, if there is not the basic staples of existence, then there cannot be the Torah as well. And therefore I explained to Yechiel that while he was classically used to being involved in the side of tshuva, of Torah and tefillah directly, so here's another way of expressing tshuva, being involved in the sustenance, in providing and ensuring the perpetuation of Am Yisrael, of Tzva HaGana Yisrael, for the sake of Eretz Yisrael, particularly in such a challenging time. Such a mission should never be viewed as b'diavad, as something which is secondary. No, this is a mission which is primary and which absolutely plays a role in the center of what Am Yisrael represent. Interestingly enough, the structure of Musaf that we're all used to on Rosh Hashanah, Malchiot, Zichronos, Shofarot, divided into these three sections, which is introduced by a tefillah of Aleinu Lishabeach. Classically, Aleinu Lishabeach is a tefillah with which we close our tefillot. At the end of Shachit, Musaf, Mincha, Ma'ariv, every single tefillah ends with Aleinu Lishabeach. And it's interesting because one of my friends mentioned to me once that sometimes the prayer of Aleinu is lost. Everyone's running out of shul. You say it as you're walking to your car. You're in haste to leave the end of the service. And therefore Aleinu, the meaning of Aleinu, is sometimes not appreciated. Chazal wanted the complete opposite to transpire on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore intentionally introduced the entire Musaf Chazarat HaShatz, the entire Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, even our private discourse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by beginning with Aleinu Lishabeach. Why is this? Rav Nevinzel Shlita explains that Chazal themselves claim that the words Aleinu Lishabeach, the first Keta, the first paragraph which introduces this important tefillah, was written and composed by none other than Yehoshua ben Nun. Who was Yehoshua ben Nun, the prize student of Moshe Rabbeinu, the man who took almost which would seem to be the impossible, the mantle of the greatest leader, Moshe, who Am Yisrael knew, and he said, I will proceed, I will continue. Yehoshua ben Nun, the conqueror, the man with conviction, the man with a mission. This is the kind of man who can stand up in front of Am Yisrael and proclaim, Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon hakol. We are inclined, we are required, let us stand and praise as one. The one who is almighty, the one who is responsible for our survival and our future, Adon HaKol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. And therefore, Yehoshua is a character who is confident, who is forceful, who plays in front of Bnei Yisrael and says, heed my call, acharai, follow me, aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol, with confidence and composure. Chazal say that the second keta, the second part of aleinu l'shabeach, al kein nekaveh lecho Hashem Elokeinu, was written by none other than Achan. Achan was someone who transgressed a terrible sin. Klal Yisrael were warned when they go in to conquer Eretz Canaan that they were not to steal any of the booty, the gold and the riches from Canaan, that they were not to take it for themselves. Achan could not control himself. The Navi says that Achan looted from the money of the Canaanim, and therefore he was punished. The Gemara in Sanhedrin concludes with regards to Achan, Yisrael afal pi shechote Yisrael hu. A Jew, regardless of the fact that he sins, is still considered Jewish. It is something which you can run, but you can't hide from. Once a Jew, always a Jew. What Achan reminds us of, Rabotai, is that regardless of the fact that he transgressed a terrible sin, that he blatantly did not listen and diverted his attention from the directions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, from the directions of Yehoshua the conqueror, nonetheless, even though he sinned, he still proclaims, Al kein nekaveh lecho Hashem Elokeinu. Nekaveh comes from the word tikva. There is hope. Therefore, says Achan, we can always return. We can absolutely lay our hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We yearn for salvation. We do not despair. Achan proclaims that there is a saving grace with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to us and our relationship to Him. And therefore, all is not lost. We have an opportunity to return. And therefore, if you think about both Kta'im, both paragraphs of the Tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabeach, it encompasses both intrinsic messages. The message and the song of the conqueror, Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon hakol, the Yehoshua, who is confident in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the man who was immersed in the Beit Midrash, the Yehoshua who surrounded himself by the Ohala Shel Torah, who pitched the tent in anticipation of Moshe's bringing the Torah to Am Yisrael, the man who sat in the Beit Midrash, the man who immersed himself in prayer, in tefillah, for the sake of Am Yisrael, while the Meraglim complained about Eretz Yisrael. That is the confident person with Hashem. But at the same time, the same prayer of Aleinu addresses the second individual, the Achan in Am Yisrael, the one who can cry tikva, regardless of the fact that we sinned. We can exhibit positive behavior in other ways as well. even when I am not immersed be'ohala shel Torah, I can still service Am Yisrael in Tzva HaAgana LeYisrael. Even those who are unsure of their destiny are convinced that there is hope with regards to tshuva and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, essentially, this one prayer reminds us in introducing the tefillah of the Yamim Noraim that we can represent two distinct approaches towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One with confidence, one with forcefulness, one with obvious ramifications, and the other with a certain amount of hesitancy, with a lack of confidence, but with a sense of hope that indeed we can incorporate a future with Am Yisrael. Judaism, Yahadut, demands that we learn to incorporate both of these concepts in one tefillah. And therefore, says Rav Nevinsel Shalita, that really this tefillah represents the correlation between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, is the time of Achan, the time of hope, where we investigate, where we query, where we question, and ask ourselves, what exactly is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We reaffirm the foundation, HaMamlich Melochim V'lo HaMelucha. We proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for us, for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And we ask ourselves, what does that mean? But then, Yom Kippur comes around the corner, Aseret Yemei Tshuvah, which demands from us not only query and investigation, but it demands that we be also Yehoshua the Conqueror, someone who is prepared to conquest, someone who is prepared to translate thought into action. Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon hakol. Let us praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a time for action by which we pound our chest. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. Yes, we know that we have made mistakes, but we are prepared to conquer the Yetzer Hara. Yehi Ratzon, we should all be zoche to approach and to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaDin and Yom HaKippurim, both with a confidence and a desire to conquer in order to ensure action with regards to our relationship with Hashem, and at the same time coupled with the need for hope, with the desire to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of the mistakes that we made in the past. And together with these two characteristics and attributes, in the expression of tefillah, we should be zoche to stand in front of Melech Malchei HaMelachim and proclaim, Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon hakol. Here we are prepared to sing praise to our reason for existence. And as a result of that confidence, that desire, that hope to be able to be the conquerors in whatever way it exhibits itself in our service of Hashem, be it in the walls of the Beit Midrash in tefillah, or be it through our actions in the world as they portray themselves in the world around us, as a result of our desire to be part of Am Yisrael and to protect Eretz Yisrael, we should be zoche to a geula shleima, to a shana tova umituka, a shana shel bracha, and we should only see hatzlocha lanu ulechol Am Yisrael, shana tova b'mera b'yameinu, amen.